We do have potentially a very big cluster from the KTV lounges. So today we will be announcing 56 local cases, of which 41 are from the KTV cluster, and testing and tracing is continuing for this cluster, and we do expect more numbers coming in the coming days. To explain the trajectory of this cluster, maybe let me hand over to DMS Professor Kenneth Mark first. Okay, Kenneth.
Yes. Thank you very much, Minister. As Mr. Ong has mentioned, we are seeing a large cluster of cases to be reported today. Out of the 56 cases that we are reporting today, 41 of these cases are related to the cluster that we had previously announced in relation to KTV outlets. The first case that we had reported, what we would then call the index case, first presented to us to a GP clinic, a SASH clinic, on the 11th of July, presenting with respiratory symptoms, acute respiratory infection symptoms. She was then tested and found to be positive and immediately admitted into hospital, with contact tracing and epidemiological investigations then commencing. We discovered that she had been a short-term visitor pass holder originating from Vietnam and had frequented many KTV outlets. And when we started doing contact tracing, including her close contacts, we discovered further other cases arising. Some of these cases lived with her in the same household. So it started out with four cases on the first day that we had detected, and subsequently eight cases the next day. Today's cases that we report, nine were detected already in quarantine, but of the rest, they were detected through surveillance. This also includes one case that has also recently come out in the media, a person who was a close contact of what eventually turned out to be a positive case, and who had then embarked on a cruise with this news that this individual was a close contact. Testing was performed by the shipping line on the ship itself, and this individual was then discovered to be also positive for the test. In other words, was also infected. Since then, the ship has returned, and we've since made arrangements for isolation. Contact tracing and further epidemiological investigations are ongoing. At yesterday's press conference, we did announce that we are inviting any individual who had frequented these KTV outlets, as well as had close contact with any of the cases, to step forward and be tested so as to ascertain their status. And Mr. Ong will provide further information on our efforts as well. Minister.
Yeah, thank you, Kenneth. So this is very troubling and disappointing. We knew about cases like that happening in Korea, in Hong Kong, nightlife, people coming very close together, some with hostesses, and leading to big clusters. So we have never allowed such activities for past more than 1 year. And so any outlets providing hostess services, dice games, and all this very close contact, we have never allowed it, knowing and learning from the experiences of places like Hong Kong and Korea. So for this to now happen has been troubling and disappointing. The police will take action. We expect a police news release to be released shortly after this doorstop, and they are taking this very seriously. On the lounges that have contravened the rules, and also on the hostesses who have also might have contravened the rules. So watch out for the police statement that will come out shortly. As for the patrons and the customers, our message to you is please come forward and get yourself tested. Some have, I believe 100 over have done so yesterday after we put out the message. So thank you for doing that. So come forward now to get tested is to protect you, protect your family and your loved ones, and to protect your community as well. So if you have visited any KTV lounges, interacted with any hostesses for the past 14 days, and that we count from 29th of June, please come forward to get tested, to get yourself protected, get your loved ones protected. How do you do that? You go to any of our screening centers and you can book an appointment. I tried that just now. You just key in to Google KTV testing. The right website will come up. Click on the right website. The centers are all listed there and you make an appointment. Okay. And then go there and get your testing done. The entire testing process is confidential and your privacy is protected. So get yourself tested. I know some will be wondering, what if I'm tested positive? And then would there be enforcement action taken against me? Yeah. Let me say this. The police will take actions against the KTV lounges and the hostesses. The breaching of safe distancing measures, that enforcement come under Ministry of Health. And so now, Ministry of Health, our key priority is to find out who has been infected. Yeah. And to, if you are positive, quickly isolate and quickly protect, quickly take actions to protect your family and protect the community. That is our top priority now. Okay. So please get yourself, please come forward and get yourself tested. If you are still somehow uncomfortable for whatever reason and really don't feel like doing it, at the very least, I can only urge you, if you have visited KTV lounges and interacted from hostesses since 29 June, at the very least, stay at home, tell your family about it, stay at home, make sure you have your own room, isolate yourself, get your family, buy you some ART kits, test yourself, and don't interact with anybody, and monitor your health for the next 14 days. And if during that coming days you don't feel well at all, quickly then go to a clinic, see the doctor, get yourself tested, and so that we can find out quickly if you have been infected.